This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero issues, zero issues.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show. We're going to get right to it.
Yeah.
I'm Merc.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle. We're yelling. We're angry.
Yeah.
You know what? We're not going to take this anymore.
I might take this.
Well, Bri, I'll take your
but I'm
more.
Not gonna.
I'm just tired.
I have peanut brittle. I can't open my mouth.
Oh, that's tough.
Can't fit any of your in there.
Gross.
You don't want to claw me down. Some news. News always chills me the out.
You know, I'm feeling better all of a sudden.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's so angry.
I know. What, more peanut butter brittle cry? Wait.
No.
More peanut butter cry?
I believe we have an episode title.
Why?
Peanut butter cry.
I feel better now. And news.
Current Zero News Flash.
So, looks like New Mutants, like, they're still saying, no, it's going to get a theatrical release. It's probably not going to get a theatrical release. It's supposed to come out, what, next April?
Yeah.
They still haven't done the reshoots.
They
still haven't done the reshoots because they're supposed to like redo the ending and a bunch of stuff.
I thought they reshot half of it already.
Yeah, there's more. And they were supposed to do
there's
them.
There's seven films
quite some
that
time
are
going to
be released under the New Mutants moniker.
Zero New Mutants movies is how many we're getting, apparently.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
It actually looked pretty interesting.
So, yeah, this, you know, recent stuff came out where it's like, okay, well, I mean, this is. They looked at the numbers that Dark Phoenix did, and when they stopped laughing, they're like, well, like, why would we spend more money on this thing that isn't going to get us anywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, but at the
it seems
same,
like it's already pretty
at,
much made.
At the same time, they're saying, no, it's still going to get a theatrical release, but I mean, it's probably not.
No, especially like if Dark Phoenix did pretty well, I feel like they might cap it out with that or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good point. I sincerely hope it gets released in some format eventually.
I will.
They're not going to commit.
If it doesn't, then it's going to surface on the internet somewhere in the next.
Absolutely.
Or like at a con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Fantastic Four one did.
Yeah.
On that note, there was another movie that was kind of in some form of early development, but there was Noah Hawley was supposed to make who's the showrunner on Legion. Was supposed to make a Doctor Doom movie.
Oh, right.
I don't know about that, though. I guess we'll see. But Holly had an interview with Deadline where he said, quote, Where it stands is now that the movie is done. I need to circle back to them and announce that I would love to make it and figure out if that's something that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they already have a plan in place for what to do with those characters or whether they're open to my kind of vision for what to do with those characters. But it's sort of on me right now to go push them. Which does not seem like it's likely.
No.
And
really, like, once Marvel gets a hold of those. Marvel tends to have their very streamlined.
Yeah,
this is what we're gonna do. And his stuff, especially with Legion, is
which there's
very
only like,
out
there's
there.
Only like two episodes left now, I think.
And then it's done.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
really?
The last season.
Yeah, this is it.
Third
and
season,
third.
The end.
Okay, you know what? I only watched the first season.
The second season,
and I was astounded by it.
I kind of fell off midway through the second season and didn't really watch the end of it. I've since gone back, and the third season has been really good.
Huh.
The last episode was like good stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
It's gonna be one of those things. I just pick up the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
I gotta catch up. I think we're partway through the second season, and there's just too many shows.
Yeah,
it's one of those ones where I want to like devote like attention to because it's real good.
Yeah,
but. That one, that show, I'm kind of glad it could kind of, I think they kind of ended it the way they wanted to end it, or according to Noah Hawley, so I'm like, good, that's great.
It seems like one of those shows that you can't perpetually do that.
No. And especially where the plot is in the third season.
Yeah. The I haven't seen it yet, but they had their Xavier was they cast that the creepy face guy.
His face wasn't that creepy.
No, it's Defoe? Not always. It's not always. He can do a very creepy Steve face. Buscemi. He's been like, I forget his name, but he was with Daenerys' creep brother in Game of Thrones, and he was like in a couple episodes of Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
British actor, but as soon as I saw it was him cast Xavier, I'm like, Game of Thrones, oh dang, like, that's quite good. Like he's a very good actor, and it seems like I'm sure when I get to it, I'll really enjoy it. Not that I expect actors to carry over, but
and it's not like, whoa, this is Xavier. It's just sort of like,
here's a good character actor.
Hello, I'm Chuck.
Oh, here's this guy who's my dad, sort of thing.
Yeah. Cool.
Switching to movies.
Mm-hmm.
Venom 2.
I'm a reporter.
Oh.
Who wants to go to the circus?
I do.
The Andy Circus.
I'm Andy Serkis, and this is how you play a talking ape believably.
Because Andy Serkis is apparently directing Venom 2?
I do.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That, you know what? Has he directed?
Is he a director?
I don't know.
He's directed some things.
Has he?
Nothing I could name to you off the top of my head.
I'm a director.
There are currently 3 directing credits to his name, not including Venom 2.
Yeah.
Wink. He just puts on that.
But he certainly, if it's going to be a very effective.
Yes, he studies the movement of directors.
Yeah.
But
it's a motion capture director.
Yeah. But he's been through so much of that aspect of like playing a character where you're like, you know, doing that and you have to like visualize it after the fact. Like for a character
maybe
like Venom,
good,
that could be pretty good.
Yeah. Who knows? That could make it okay.
Yeah, I like Andy Serkis. I want good things for Andy Serkis.
Me too.
Yes.
So that seems
like
fun.
And Tom Hardy. Like you have a bunch of people that I really enjoy their work.
Yeah.
Together, hopefully not doing garbage.
Hopefully not.
Because that first one was garbage. I'm sorry. I know it made a lot of money.
It was
like a lot of people talking. Like I've noticed just in the past couple months, people saying like, "Man, Venom was like such a huge hit." And it's like, Venom was.
Yeah.
It did. It did better than expected.
It didn't do like a billion dollars.
It
didn't do Avengers level.
No.
But for what they expected it to do, it went beyond. And especially in an international market, it went.
Right.
Tom Hardy went in a fish tank and ate live lobsters. Ticket sold. again, not a good
10
movie.
10 minutes short.
2 hours
not,
of that.
Not a good movie, but it was dumb and I had fun.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that Woody Harrelson just camps, just eats like all the scenery as Cletus Cassidy.
He eats twice as many lobsters.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope he bites like
just
a,
literally
like
carnage.
An otter.
I want carnage, but I want it to just be like a big red CGI Woody Harrelson head just chomping up like a building, just eating it.
So you basically want the mask.
Big red Woody Harrelson mask. That sounds good.
Eating a bunch of peanut butter.
Oh, I'm having a good day.
Okay, that's it.
I hope I'm not having a stroke.
Welcome to the warm-up!
So this week for the warm-up, we're doing Character Storm!
Krakakoom! So we're splitting it a little bit this time, man.
Yeah. Okay. So may I go first?
You absolutely may go first.
So for the listener who has not heard this segment before, a character storm is one of us will say the name of a character. They will make up this name. The other two will bring them to life.
Yeah.
So first up is Mr. Gas. Mr. Gas, please. Dr. Gas is my...
Dr. Gas is my father.
So, and he keeps rubbing in my face that I'm not a doctor.
Speaking of rubbing in his face.
Yes.
He's got a gas gun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually just captured farts from other people.
Yeah. Okay.
And he puts them in a little capsule.
In a jar.
Yeah. And then he puts them in a capsule and he condenses them and he, like, it amplifies them and then he puts them in. So it's like this gun that's got all these little capsules sticking off of it, and he gets to choose which fart you're going to get.
Charlie's dog fart.
Yeah, you're going to get the dog fart because he was sick that day.
What is his motivation is my thing. What draws him to do this? Does he think this is farting is rude and this is his revenge? He's going to get you with the concentrated... essence of your own farts.
So many people are dropping them just all out of the and never admitting that.
No,
he
exactly.
He had a moment where he was in school and he farted. And, it happens to all of us.
Yep.
It happens. Yeah. But everybody turned and laughed.
Yeah.
And he's like, just you wait. Just you wait.
Now he who deals it will smeals it. So he's got to work on that line. He's got to work on that line.
He's got some great episode titles.
Yeah. Deals, smeals it.
He who deals it, smeals it.
Oh, not great. I feel like the dog fart will be, that'll be his undoing. Because like you used it on a person. Like you farted. Now here is the concentrated power of your own fart. And it just knocks him out. Like, oh, I can't stand this. Do that to the dog. The dog's just like, that smells pretty cool.
And then we'll follow him anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's got he's got a loyal army of dogs now.
Oh, there you go.
There's no stopping this guy.
Pretty good.
That went far longer than I expected.
Gas, gas, and gas.
Yeah. All right. The second one is a character called Bear Trap.
I'm thinking he carries a big bear trap on like a chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Throws it at people.
Mm-hmm.
Traps them.
That's it.
Story over. Got ya.
Yeah.
I'm taking you home.
Now you're mine.
Bear. You're going to be married. And your name is now Samantha.
He won't be satisfied till he catches...
My name was Samantha before.
Your name is now Jennifer. Why do bear traps set
me he's never quite satisfied, though, right? He's an expert trapper, but he's got to catch a real bear. He wants himself a Zangief, that's for sure. So elusive.
But you know, that's the thing with comics. It's all middle story. So,
that's true. He's never going to get there.
Well, every time he thinks so, it's just a guy with a bunch of hair glued on.
It's not real. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hollywood magic. It's Andy Serkis.
Wait a minute, this is just CGI.
And finally, Grong. And Grong is an acronym. It's G-R-O-N-G. So, have fun. I don't
know. So, G.
Pencils down.
G-R-O-N-G.
Grong. 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 This is the song. Song of Grong!
Okay, shut up.
Now, as we all know, the G stands for...
Grong! Which
is... The first and the last one stand for Grong.
It's Grong, Ron, Grong.
Our dear friend, Grong, Ron, Grong.
Okay. It stands for...
That one was me saying it right. It still felt like I was having a stroke.
Would you like to read it or would you like me to?
I would like you to read it.
Okay. So, according to Merck, Grong is an acronym standing for Grong. Really, okay now. Grong.
My work here is done.
I can't beat that.
No.
Sadly, I have nothing. But I gotta tell ya, the sensational character find of 2019...
He'll be the throwback character in 20 years. They'll be like, absolutely. Remember that Grong?
The
remember
price Grong? Is Grong.
Oh.
They'll be bringing him back. Like, you know how, like, they had, like, Brother Power the Geek?
Yeah.
And then, like, years later, he'd be in, like, Vertigo books, kind of like, remember this? That was crazy, wasn't
Brother
it?
Brother Grong the Grong?
Yeah. Grong will be back. Grong will return.
The Grong is strong.
So wrong.
If this is wrong, I don't want to be Grong.
I feel like actually
there's a t-shirt.
Yeah. Right there.
Grong had some valid points.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I got a good shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I've mentioned their podcast in the past. I'm wearing it's a Magneto Made Some Valid Points t-shirt from Jay and Miles Explain the X-Men, which is another comics podcast.
I have listened to.
So I happened to see that it was they had a sale on like TeePublic or whatever it's from. Yeah. I'm like, I've resisted this t-shirt for a couple of years now, but I will resist no more. But I'm very happy. I'm happy in my shirt. Also, shirt. Check out that podcast. It's a good podcast.
Yeah.
What is it called again?
Jay and Miles Explain the X-Men. And they literally go through issues and like periods of the X-Men and try to explain its continuity and how it all fits together. And who boy, how.
Fun. Let's do stuff.
Let's read a book.
Let's read a book.
Can we read it? Well, can we read a story? I don't know what this voice is. I don't like it.
Somebody read me a story.
What the f***?
Welcome aboard to another dramatic reading. Welcome aboard. Another dramatic reading. Welcome aboard. I'm done.
Welcome abroad.
Whoa.
Oh, easy there.
Offensive.
And that broad happens to be...
Fantoma! Mystery Woman of the Jungle!
And Kyle, you had mentioned a little bit of trivia, if you'd like to.
Yes, Fantoma is the first female superhero.
Yeah.
Or the first heroine.
Yes.
We're about to do a dramatic reading.
And you know,
and we always
some people,
do...
Some people may argue this.
We do that from the complete works of Fletcher Hanks. It's an abysmally bad collection. Good, bad collection. It's
the best piece of shit you'll ever buy.
If you have not Googled this to see the visuals, you have to see the visuals. It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
And he does a bunch of different characters, and one of them being this Fantoma character. And apparently, first
published in February 1940 in Jungle Comics number 2 by the publisher was Fiction House. And it's Fletcher Hanks, but the pseudonym, and there's always a pseudonym, is Barclay Flagg with two G's. Wowzers.
Yeah, he changed his name a lot.
Yeah.
And so Fantoma is a white woman with blonde hair in a negligee kind of thing often. It changes a little bit every time. Lives in the jungle and defends the jungle and the jungle creatures and the jungle people, generally from other like hunters and
sometimes
there was that guy.
Oh, I was gonna say sometimes she has a skull for a face.
Oh, and then there's that.
But she's like a beautiful Lady Skeletor.
But when she gets mad, yeah, totally. Skeletor with blonde hair.
Yeah. I didn't realize the Chapter House is currently publishing a different, like sort of a slightly different version, but it's Fantoma. They Chapter House snapped up them rights.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. Well, I think it was technically public domain.
Oh yeah. So anyone could, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We could do it. We're not gonna do it.
No, we're totally doing that.
Dell Comics Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm rich.
So let's delve into this Mystery Woman of the Jungle, Fantoma.
Bell.
Bell?
My bell.
Okay. I, Merc, will be your narrator. Okay, she's sitting in a negligee in a tree. Fantoma, the most remarkable woman ever known, has such strange powers and insight that she foresees all that is to happen in connection with jungle life. She sees, in a far-off laboratory, a famous scientist working on a secret serum of great power.
The serum is at last perfected. Now I'll be able to take apes and give them brains superior to any man's. I'll make a race of beastmen with intelligence enough to conquer the world. Through my serum, I can control them all. Thus, I shall become the head of a great world empire.
2 weeks later, a fast plane heads for the defense. Oh, it's defense. 2 weeks later... Let me try that again. 2 weeks later, a fast plane heads for the dense jungle.
I don't know who that is. I assume it's...
There's a green sky and a red plane.
Yeah. And the scientist is with Thomas Hayden Church again.
Yes, Thomas Hayden Church is back from space.
See previous dramatic reading. Mm-hmm. We must find the huge Gorgon gorillas. Gorgon gorillas.
Yeah, I was like, is he saying Gorgon gorillas? Those gosh gone Gorgon gorillas.
Gorgon gorillas.
Yeah. I feel like we need to book Thomas Hayden Church for one of these. I'm sure he's available.
So there's blonde, goofy mustache, laboratory scientist man. Dude, yeah. And his buddy, Thomas Hayden Church, in a plane. Thomas Hayden Church says,
"We'll land at Mamba Crawl and trek into the West Jungle.
We must capture the gorillas unharmed so that the serum will take the proper effect." I don't know what voice I'm doing anymore. I've lost it.
That's fine. After the long flight, they finally sight the African village, Mamba. Everyone's dancing.
It's Mamba number 3. It's not Mamba number 5. Nice.
I like how the plane is just, it's a very small panel. He's just going down. There's just the tops of trees. Like, just going to crash here.
Here we are.
That's what it said. Here we are.
I mean, what else would you say? What else would you say?
I mean, Thomas Hayden Church is usually pretty deadpan.
I mean, wait a second. He wasn't a pilot. He was a mechanic. He was a mechanic.
Oh, they're going to die.
They land and begin making their arrangements for the trek.
I want a safari organized to take us to the Gorgon Gorilla region.
All right, Doctor. You shall have a good guide and trappers and reliable porters.
The necessary preparations are made, and the safari gets underway. Fantoma, invisible to them, follows their course. She's just internet, like, just...
Is this
bullet
the first
fly.
Time we've seen her? Just
she's just lying against a large banana.
It does look like that. That's funny.
We'll soon see the Gorgon gorillas, Doctor.
Be careful not to hurt them in any way, and or in any manner. Be careful not to hurt them in any manner. Be careful not to hurt them in any manner.
We're all new to reading.
Yeah, it's very hard.
The newest, yeah.
It's hard.
They enter the gorilla country. I don't know who's talking. There's like a line of just silhouettes of everybody in
safari. There's a lot
hats.
Of people, so this gets to be a different person. We'll prepare the traps now.
A large hole is dug, and a bamboo cage. I love his dashes to the next bamboo cage.
Yeah.
It scared me. A large hole is dug, and a bamboo cage is suspended over it.
We shall pad the hole with grass
and cover it with a frame hidden by leaves.
Thanks for announcing it out loud.
Shut up.
Hey, Gorgon gorillas.
You can't
Gorgon
speak.
Gorgon gorillas.
You can't speak English yet, nor can I.
A trained guide uses his reed pipe. His reed pipe. An artificial gorilla call to attract the big apes. I love this picture. Okay. From out of the dense forest comes a group of huge gorillas, all in perfect line, all doing the same motion through the entire thing.
There's gotta be 10 of them.
They're all lined up. They're walking in single file.
Well, it's secretly Jabberwocky.
Well, they're trying to hide their numbers.
It's Jabberwocky in costume.
Yeah. And they got their arms up and they're like kind of beating their chest, but they're all at the same motion.
It's gotta be in unison too.
So they're walking. It says, "The trap is in their path."
Look, Mac. You know what? His name is Mac, apparently, but it's Thomas Hayden Church. So, look, Thomas Hayden Church! We should capture several!
The gorillas finally reach the trap! And, like, literally, the cage is 3 feet above the ground, and they're like walking into a hole one after another.
They're just clumsily falling.
Like lemmings.
Like Far Side cavemen.
That's exactly what they are.
We've trapped 4 of them, Doctor.
Fine! Now I'll make the experiment.
And by the experiment, he means he's just going to pee in a bush or dump behind it or something.
Yeah.
Because he's just a head.
Just a head poking out.
Famous for Fletcher Hanks. Whenever he's drawing people in the forest, especially the dense jungle, there's a bush or a tree and just a head poking out from behind awkwardly.
Fletcher Hanks could never adjust to city life.
And you know, drawing bushes is easy, so good for him.
Yeah. The 4 trapped gorillas are carefully caged in the hole. Finally, one of them climbs out.
Be ready to grab a foot and get the needle, Thomas Hayden Church.
Yes, sir.
So this gorilla has climbed up out of the hole, I guess, and he's like in this weird cagey thing, and he's got his one arm sticking out. And of course, he lets 3 human hands just... grab along.
No fighting.
No fighting at all. No ripping off of human limbs or anything. the skilled trapper quickly sees a foot. Oh, it's a foot. That's a foot?
Yes.
I thought it was an arm.
The game is afoot.
In the next instant, an injection of the secret serum is cleverly made. Cleverly? How is it cleverly made? It's so clever.
I don't know.
That I just stuck you.
I just jabbed this needle in you. Now we'll wait for the reaction.
That is the highest gorilla I have ever seen.
It looks like he's looking down at him too, like foot stuff, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, rub that foot.
Gorilla likes foot stuff too.
Yeah.
The gorilla gradually changes expression and gets super happy.
Yeah.
He begins to stare at the scientist like a slave admiring his master, which slaves have always been known to do.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Ugh, what are you doing here, Fletcher?
Meanwhile, Fantoma... Fantoma or Fantoma? How do you do it?
I say Fantoma.
Fantoma? Fantoma approaches.
This white fiend must be stopped. That's her voice.
Says the white woman.
I can say it.
She's wrong now.
The serum takes more effect and the gorilla becomes roaringly loud. Sorry. The serum takes more effect and the gorilla begins roaring loudly. Soon, from all parts of the gorilla region, the huge gorgons start moving towards the cage.
He's calling all the Gorgon gorillas. I'll order him to have them come to me and be injected with my serum.
Wow! Good God.
As he speaks, a form suddenly appears before the scientist and issues a warning.
You've gone far enough, you fiend. If you try to carry out your plans, you shall die a jungle death.
And that's Fantoma with double head.
Yeah, there's oh my God.
Regular head and
a bit of a Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Yeah, really, yeah.
But movie version.
Yeah.
The form quickly disappears.
Sam Rockwell.
Sorry. The form quickly disappears.
Who was that meddler, Thomas Hayden Church?
I don't know, but look.
The natives have started retreating down a trail, headed for the Mamba Crawl.
Doing that Mamba Crawl. Ooh. They're leaving us alone with all these gorillas.
You know.
They're like, we're
Have fun.
I really like this next panel where it almost looks like they're just standing there holding hands watching the sunset.
With like gorillas, weird, like gorilla in a cage and then also a gorilla
just popping
in in the forefront, really, and everybody's around. The gorillas begin appearing from all directions and come straight towards the cage.
Good heavens. Our only hope is to inject them with the serum. Then we can control them.
And he turns to the gorilla in the cage.
You must tell them to stand still while I inject them.
Yes, master.
He's so happy.
Yes,
he's
master.
He's like, I'm high as a f***ing kite. The cage gorilla roars and the others line up quietly. Be like, this white guy's got heroin.
Cool.
It's good
Gorilla smack? Gorilla smack?
Crack? Gorilla smack? Crack. No. Step back, Jack.
One by one, the gorillas are injected with the serum.
Give me more serum. Give me more serum, Thomas Hayden Church. In 10 days, I'll have a super race.
In 10 days?
Wow. That's planning.
Yeah, man. That's totally... They're just going to totally just chill out for 10 days while you inject them all one by one.
Thomas Hayden Church, fearing Fantoma's warning, has decided to return to Mamba.
That dirty deserter! I'll fix him!
Shoots him right in the back of the head.
Joke's on you, Thomas Hayden Church is made of sand.
The death of Thomas Hayden Church leaves the Doctor in full control of the transformed apes.
How does that leave him? Okay.
He's the only guy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, but didn't he just say it would take... Hold on a minute. Oh, whatever.
No, wait just a minute.
None of this makes sense at all.
That's fictional stories out of whack.
Yeah.
From now on, I am your high commander. Take these rifles and capture or kill every man, woman, and child. On to the attack!
Yeah, master.
So there's...
Yes, master.
Like 10, 11...
Yeah.
Of these gorillas just standing there. Okay.
Just Yeah.
And it's more like Sasquatchy than gorilla.
That's really what it is.
Fantoma, invisible, watches the now super gorillas rush down towards the villages. Like, with full on gold tooth.
One gold tooth.
Yeah.
It's a Joe Pesci gorilla.
Do you find me funny? Do I, am I a clown? Am I a gorilla clown to you?
Am I some sort of Kong to you? Well, what, am I a baby Kong?
She sees the terrifying jungle people flee.
Torture every resistor. Twist their heads off.
Oh, jeez.
He's lost his mind.
And then Fantoma flies in.
Pointing one finger.
Oh, I'm going to pick your nose.
Full skull face.
You fiend. You shall die by your own evil creation.
Fantoma whisks the scientist through the air.
Down below you is your demonized army of gorillas.
Like,
they're looking.
Whoa, they're jonesing for more or something.
Yeah.
Fantoma releases him.
Bye-bye.
The majesty of Fletcher Hanks' stuff is that, like, the background color changes every time in every panel.
Yeah.
So the sky was orange, green, blue, orange, and then back to blue now, and it's just simplified drawing.
In fairness, those gorillas are tripping out.
Yeah, totally, yeah. From their perspective, yeah.
Yeah.
So Fantoma has released him. He falls in the path of the bloodthirsty army.
Doctor, your time has come. And your serum, too, shall be destroyed.
So there's a big...
Oh, my God!
There's a big pile of these Sasquatch gorillas. And there's literally pieces of this guy in the air.
You see, like, an arm, a leg, and his hat just flying in the air as they tear him limb from limb.
Fantoma uses her jungle restorative ray, and the apes become normal.
Go back to your region and stay.
Fantoma will appear again in the next issue. Shabba-dabba-doo.
That's it. That's a very abrupt ending.
All his endings seem to
now
be
now get
like
out
that.
Of here, gorillas.
Yeah.
Scoot.
They seem pretty cool.
Skag. That's the word I was looking for.
Well, is this the first Fantoma one we've done? Have we done Fantoma before?
I think the first one we did was Fantoma.
Oh, that really? Might be true.
Oh, that's right. Where she?
We did the wizard guy.
She like convinced...
He battled the wizard. I mean, we might have done two.
Well, there was the Fantoma with the person who, like... Wait, was it like a devil lady or something?
Hmm.
Who, like, convinced the guy to leave his fiance? What am I thinking?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
And then they did it. Oh, now I know what I'm thinking of. Never mind.
I think there's two different ones that we've done in the past.
Just put your browser in incognito mode and follow this.
I'm on the dark Fantoma web.
It's called This Ain't Fantoma.
I mean, it is in the public domain, I feel like. You can do whatever you want.
This could be Fantoma.
Yeah. Well, we did it again. What are we going to do when we run out of Fletcher Hanks?
We'll move on to more.
Suicide Pact.
Oh, I feel like we've already made one.
Mm.
But you know what? I've mentioned this, and I actually was just mentioning to a friend of ours just today when I said we were going to go do this. And I said, we're going to do a dramatic reading. And he just looked at me blankly. And I was like, oh, we do Fletcher Hanks. And he looked at me blankly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do yourself a favor and look up Fletcher Hanks.
Yeah. If you haven't looked up Fletcher Hanks yet, do it now.
It's amazing.
Now!
Space Smith, what's the other space?
Taboo, Stardust, the Super
Stardust,
Wizard.
Stardust, yeah.
Love that Stardust. Tolerate that Stardust.
Love that Stardust.
Well,
yeah. All right.
Well,
we've done it again.
We've saved the city.
Who are we?
And Christmas. I am Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic, Welcome to Hereafter, at welcometohereafter.com. It's, what happens after God loses his job, and then a bunch of other stuff happens. And there's damn near close to 500 pages on there. So read them.
I am Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. There's books. I have 3 graphic novels. I only have 2 now because I think pretty much one of them is almost sold out. I have like 3 left.
But it still exists.
It still exists, technically. Shirts and prints and things and such. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram. Yeah.
My name is Kyle Lees. You can check out all my various artworks and books and sort of stuff like that at thekylees.com. I got one. It's about what happens after God loses his job. Bri is not even paying attention.
Yeah.
He is tuned out.
I have tuned out. Sorry, I'm having...
So with that in mind, let's get the hell out of here.
Also, can I just mention that we now have an Instagram for the Zero Issues podcast. So
we're slowly but surely adding more social media profiles for whatever reason.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll do something with that.
Yes.
We post the episodes there all the time.
Yeah.
And
it's one more way to keep up to date with us. And I'm sure that your Instagram stuff, if you follow the page, will show it in the proper order and not, you know, after 9 ads.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Biggity boom. All right. Thanks for showing up.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
We're all showering.
Mm.
Together.
Pass the loofah. Please. Sorry, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I just have a stroke? Oh my god! Cool.
I like that.
A little younger than expected. It was inevitable, but I expected.
And strangely, it was fun.
I expected to get another 10 years before I had a stroke, but here we are.
I'm hoping the name can be like "Cry for Peanut Buttle."
Peanut Buttle. Peanut Buttle.
Oh yeah.